Last year it was revealed that the number of young people who are taking their own lives has hit its highest rate in 14 years, with more than 4 deaths a week. Natalie Savides is a mother of 2 and is now calling for nursery and primary schools to integrate unkindness behaviour into their bullying policies and to educate pupils about its impact through the curriculum. Speaking ahead of this year's Anti-Bullying Week, she said, "Bullying in the traditional physical name-calling sense is widely recognised as unacceptable, punishable behaviour, and the victims are well looked after as far as capacity allows." Now, her kindness crusade was prompted by the impact bullying had on her own son, William, and by the fact that school and teachers wrongly consider a mild form of bullying to be a rite of passage. Now, she wrote the Henry and Henrietta Heartbeat series of books to educate children about the importance of kindness in all aspects of life. We're now joined by author and anti-bullying campaigner and mother of 2, Natalie Savides. Hello.
Hello.
Nice to speak with you.
And nice to speak to you too.
Now, tell us a little bit about William's experiences then at school.
Okay, so William's experience was fortunately mild, but nevertheless hurtful. So at the end of his nursery, his final year of nursery, where he would have been 3, he had a little best friend who he had been with throughout the nursery years. And in this final year, this friend went off with someone else and was telling William to stop following him around and go and play somewhere else. So the teachers flagged it with me, as did William. And I was very upset by it. And my initial approach was, right, well, you're going to have to talk to the boys and it's going to have to change. But then I realized that that doesn't actually help William. They don't really know what they're doing at this age. They don't understand the pain it causes. So I spoke to the teachers and they were very supportive. But as it was his last year, I thought, okay, I'll just sort of comfort him at home and we'll just get through it. And then when he went to reception in big school, he was extremely happy, loved it. And then a similar thing happened where one boy started to be really mean to him. And I saw it with my own eyes. And William was just sort of speechless. He didn't even know how to behave, and he started to not want to go to school, and he was crying, and teacher had to pull him off me in the morning. And it was all so ridiculous and so unnecessary. So again, I spoke with the teachers and discussed it a bit with the other parents, and I thought, this is just all wrong. The children should just not be doing this. It should be stopped before it starts. So I just felt there was a huge lack of focus on kindness. So I think there should be more education on kindness. It should be taken really, really seriously. It should be in the school curriculum. There should be cartoons on kindness and all this sort of thing. So I thought that was my way of educating the youngest generation on kindness.
Well, we talk about equality, don't we? And all these sort of things as we get older as adults. But really, you know, you can punish people for doing things or breaking a rule as such, but educating people is a much better way to go, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, for me, it's all about prevention rather than cure. You know, bullying has been a problem for many, many years. We haven't managed to stop it yet. I think we need to change the angle and start really brainwashing and bombarding young children with the importance of kindness, showing how to act with kindness, constant scenarios, role play, cartoon characters, books, everything really with very clear messages of kindness, because kindness is good for you. It makes you well. It makes you feel good. It's good for your physical health, mental health, everything. So I think if the children get bombarded with this in their crucial formative years, 0 to 6, it should then become a way of life, and it could then only cut down on problems of unkindness, meanness, bullying, etc. later on.
What was your school life like growing up?
My school was lovely, very happy, although I still went through my own periods of bullying at certain stages. Particularly for me, it was more 11 to 13. I had a bit of a difficult time. I was in a relatively bitchy girls' school, for want of a better word. And I was sort of bossed about and controlled. You can't talk to this one. You have to talk to me. You can't play with her at lunchtime. If I see you playing with her, then you can't play with us. All this sort of thing, which was just, I didn't understand it. I was quite naive to the whole thing. And as I've seen, my son is equally naive. So that caused problems with me. And I actually wrote diaries my entire life. And that helped me to work my way through things. I actually wrote a young adult book called Full Circle, which documents a lot of that period and how I got through it and how this sort of bullying reappears in later teens when girls start, you know, meeting boys and all this sort of thing. I wrote all that down, how I found my way through. But it was when I saw it happening to my own children that I decided to put something out there for children to try and stop it. Before that, I was sort of trying to show girls that there is a way through, there is light at the end of the tunnel, it's difficult, but chin up, keep picking yourself up, all of that, which was all cure rather than prevention. And now I've just realized that this is enough now, because generation after generation, there's bullying, unkindness, and it's escalating out of control now, particularly with the addition of social media, and who knows what's next. So I think we just need to stop it. Start being kind, focus on positive, put all our energy and resources into that. The more you feed that, the less energy goes towards negative stuff.
You're up against it though, aren't you? Because when we watch television now and a lot of programs, it's quite combative. And I think there's an element of bullying in a lot of mainstream talent shows perhaps, or competitions. And children need this reinforced at home, don't they? The kindness side of it.
Yeah, definitely. So parents are definitely my, you know, target audience at the moment, because it's got to start in the home, and teachers. But I think you're right. There is that problem more in the sort of older children and programs for geared towards teenagers and older people. That is definitely very evident. But that's why I think if we manage to change the youngest generation, so then we should be able to change the future. So children are the agents of social change. So if we manage to drum in this good behavior, it should have a knock-on effect throughout. And it's not going to happen overnight, but you would hope that there's less and less of the bullying appearing, because the new generation that are rising up are much more positive and much more upbeat. But this is also why I wanted to create something visual for children, like television wise as well, hoping at some point the books can develop into a TV series or whatever else children are associating themselves with in computer games or whatever, something positive, because they do copy behavior. They I've seen it with my own children. They copy what Peppa Pig says, they copy what Ben and Holly say. So if you've got characters which are purely focused on kindness and being good and loving, and that's the only way they act, hopefully children will then copy that.
I used to repeat that was the Muppets for me.
That's what happens. People copy it. And, you know, I see exactly the opposite effect that I'm after with Horrid Henry. And I've got a few mum friends who have got children my son's age, around 6, who don't allow our children to watch Horrid Henry, because the children become horrid. That's exactly what they do. They copy. So if you bombard the TV, the radio, you know, whatever it is that people are using to connect to the outside world, if you bombard that with kindness and positivity and good words and good behavior, that will only be what children copy.
Yeah, it's interesting, because with the best will in the world, you're going to have an element of this kind of bullying at school, no matter the education. And the other side of it is where the children turn when they're bullied, because I was bullied at school. I moved to Scotland as a kid, and I was made to stand out in a lot of ways, and I was taught not to retaliate. So my parents didn't know I was bullied until, well, I must have been well in my 40s, and a friend of mine who had been at school said, "You've no idea how bullied Simon was." My dad felt terrible about this, but I didn't feel that I could go to anybody. I felt that I had to deal with it myself.
Yeah, I think to a degree I felt the same myself. Mine was more emotional bullying, like I said, at school. And I didn't really involve my parents in it, because you don't want to upset them, and it's all confusing. You don't really know what it means. Is it you? Is, you know, so you do, I think people do tend to keep it quiet And I was on an interview with Radio Scotland earlier this week, and they had two girls from a school who had this. They were providing a bullying service to offer support and care for victims of bullying in their school, and it's a great idea. And it's nice to provide a service that people can talk to, so they don't feel that they're alone, because often they don't want to share it with their families because it seems a sign of weakness. But I do think we need to just focus on switching it to kindness and stopping it. It's got to be a focus on preventing it rather than curing it once it's happened. So I think we just need to really, really focus on stopping it with the youngest. And if the youngest start to be kinder, then it will stop further on.
So what's next for you then with this kindness crusade?
Well, so I've got the first book, Meet Henrietta Heartbeat, out now, which is an introduction to the character. The second one, Meet Henry Heartbeat, is coming out in the early new year. And I'm just launching the website, which should be out around Christmas. And eventually I hope to get all the rest of the books published so that they can be in circulation and children can relate to them and help it grow as a whole It's Cool to Be Kind campaign, which is the tagline I'm using in all the books. Help children realise that it is cool to be kind. That is my mission, just to help children realise that point and start acting like that, and then they'll realise the benefits. It's going to be a slow process. It's not like we can change the world tomorrow, but I think we need to really focus on stopping it rather than sort of dealing with it after it's happened.
And it'd be quite good if, with social media, if you could build up some sort of forum, perhaps, that children who enjoy the books could actually talk to each other on a forum and talk about the subject and get it out in the open as well, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I think it's endless what we could do with it. It's still very much in the early stages, but it's definitely my mission now. And every day I'm doing something, hoping to make it grow, to make a better future for my children and everybody's children.
Yeah, it's nice to look at something positive, isn't it?
Yeah, much better to focus on the positive. Yeah. The more you feed it, the more it grows.
So where can we get hold of your books? I presume there's e-books available.
Yes, there are e-books, and it's available on Amazon, and it's available from the publisher directly, Austin McCauley. And like I say, the website will be launched just before Christmas, and you'll be able to buy it on there. And I'm going to try and get hold of some other memorabilia as well with It's Cool to Be Kind on it, just to try and get this message around in different ways.
Well, wish you all the best of luck with this, and nice to chat with you next year, actually, and just see how it's all going, if that'll be all right.
That would be lovely. I'd love to do that, hopefully when the second book is out, and we can make sure that we've got the audio books in circulation as well.
Natalie Savides, it's been a pleasure to chat with you. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much. Bye. Bye, Simon.